Good morning. Pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Good morning and welcome to our November 14th Township Meeting. It's 9 a.m. and we have a full board. We have public comment. Anyone that would wish to make a comment, please come forward and state your name and address, please.
Karen Simpson, 603 Trevor Street. I just wanted to say hi. I'm the new Village Council President, and I'm really looking forward to working with you, and I'd love to get caught up whenever you have a chance in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom?
Tom Stevenson, 321 Elk Rapids Lane, or excuse me, Green Acres Lane, Elk Rapids, and Board President. I'd like to introduce our new librarian, Pamela Williams. Pam?
Thank you. It's nice to meet you. I'm looking forward to having conversations with you, the way that the library can serve your needs. I understand from our strategic planning surveys that there might be some lacking in the township. And so I look forward to those conversations as we go through our planning with our staff. Hopefully one day I'll be able to say I own a house in the township as we're looking. So I'm looking forward to also being a citizen in the town. So thank you.
Welcome. Thank you. Laura?
Running a little crazy today. Laura Shoemate from the Village. I just wanted to pass along my thanks and congratulations to Shelley for excellent work on the elections. That was quite the day, and so much work goes into it, and it's all behind the scenes, I know, and everybody just comes in and it works like clockwork, but there's so much that went into it, and you know, the township is a huge part of that, and Shelley's the leader and I really just appreciate that, so.
Thank
Yay.
And thank you for working it. It is a long day.
Can I make a public comment? Mike Schabansky, 401 Lamoureux. I would just wish that the legislatures in Lansing, before they make these laws on voting, should come down here one time and see what really goes on and what they cause and what they think they, you know, these people can do. And they get all these volunteers to do it. They have no idea what goes on. They're sitting up high in the cloud thinking they're, you know. They had to come down here and work one from about 7 in the morning to about 10, 12 at night. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Good morning. Larry Prentice, 8147 Karen Highway. Again, thanks. I second what Shelley's done on the election. That's great. A lot of hard work for the township, everybody, so thank you. Today I just wanted to give an update on some of the water quality issues. We had, back in May, we had Casey Cook present some of the information, and we wanted to follow up with the township on the Elk Lake water quality results, and we have somebody from the Elk River Chain of Lakes, Tip of the Mitt Watershed. Caroline Kesson is available for the next meeting to present water quality results. So hopefully we can get that on the agenda for next meeting. I wanted to just resubmit my request to the township for the Water Quality Committee. There's a couple things that I added the last time. One was there was a back this spring that affects us. It was the Bel Air wastewater treatment plant had a discharge of over 13 million gallons into the watershed, which was concerning, and I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. Also, I have another report for water quality on North Elk Lake, and then I did receive estimates from Matt's Underground for hooking up to the new sewer line. The service line installation was $1,985, and the sewer connection was $15,525. think Matt's Underground has done a nice job. Certainly working with them out in front of our house has been great. So that's it. And then, Shelley, the last meeting I was at, I asked about the letter you sent out in June. It said the township is excluding the additional charge for the benefit if connection to the sewer is made in a timely manner. I have a lot of people asking me what a timely manner is. So I don't know if we're at substantial completion yet or when that will take place and when we can start hooking up to the sewer.
I can answer that. Do you want me to? We didn't know because when the sewer is completed, then we publish it in the newspaper that says the sewer system has been installed and completed and is ready for connection. So once that newspaper ad comes out, it'll be 18 months after that.
Oh, okay. And do you know when that's, is that projected? We'll have an update maybe today.
No.
Okay. Great. Thank you. That's it.
So I have
the only thing I would add to that is I think we're going to put together a letter, an informational letter that will go out to all the residents that are involved in the sewer as to what the next steps are and where we are.
Excellent. Good. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, we'll move on.
Wait.
Mike?
Yeah, I just have a deal on my taxes. Are you ready for that?
We don't do that here.
Well, it's more than that. I'm supposed to meet with Larry and tax lady here.
Carlene.
Yeah, and they screwed up and they split my property and then they doubled my taxes and they admitted that I'm supposed to be on the board.
Oh.
Okay. They're not at our meeting. They don't come to this meeting usually unless requested. So you must have an off-site meeting with Larry and Carlene.
Jim's here to meet with.
Larry will be here. I don't know about Carlene.
Yeah, he'll be here later today.
Oh, well. Carlene. Is this the wrong thing she said that I.
We have a planning commission meeting.
No,
later
we can't do anything here on this board about the splits until Larry approves or denies or whatever the process that he takes. And then also, Carlene has to be part of that discussion, too. Yes, I would recommend seeing Larry and Carlene. And then Larry will be here later. I know they have a planning and ZBA meetings today. No problem. Thanks, Mike.
You could stay just for the fun of it.
Oh, come on.
That planning commission meeting is at 11:30 today, so if you come back. Larry will be here for that, yeah. So if you get here around 11, he should be around.
Okay, anyone else? We'll move on. Approval of the agenda. Is there anything that needs to be changed? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I move to accept the agenda as presented.
Support.
Okay, we have support. Any further discussion? Okay, not hearing any. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Consent agenda. Is there anything that needs to be changed on the consent agenda? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve it as it is.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second. Any further discussion? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Hultz.
Yes.
Soper.
Yes.
Szymanski.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
And Boisvert, yes.
Yes. Motion passes. We'll move on to the sheriff and commissioner report. It looks like we have the past and the present. Who would like to speak first?
Thanks.
I am still the present.
Well, I look at you as the past.
till the end of the year, and then Mr. Heffern will be taking over. Bill's a very honorable, hardworking, smart guy that hopefully will do a better job than I did. Not that I think I did a bad job, but I think he'll do a great job, and I just wanted to thank you guys for 12 years of confidence. I enjoyed the time, and I appreciate the support that I was given. Thank you.
Thanks, for Ed. Doing what you did. That's great.
Bill, do you have anything you want to add?
Well, that was very nice. And I appreciate it. Yeah, I know what.
Hey, you're in luck.
I did just want to follow up because, Dorrance, last month you asked about the county administrator position. They mm-hmm. are moving forward on it, continuing with their interviews. I think they have a second round of interviews for November 29th, I believe down to three candidates, two who folks may be familiar with, Jeremy Scott, who's current deputy administrator, Janet Koch, who was our previous deputy administrator, and a gentleman, first name Warren, I apologize, I can't remember his last name, but works for the state of Michigan. So did want to mention, too, you've probably heard Mark Stone, who's been the dam operator for many, mm-hmm. many years, been a long-time member of county government, submitted his resignation. He'll be retiring at the end of this year, so that's, I think, a huge loss for the county. We also now are looking for a parks director as well, so there's quite a few leadership positions that are starting to open up in the county, but just wanted to let you know that. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the township report. We had 7 911 checks, 4 driving complaints, 4 general assists, 3 lines down, 7 medical calls, 3 motorist assists, 7 traffic stops, 3 tree down, total of 55 events for the month of October. Is there anything else? Pardon me?
What's the fourth one from the bottom?
OUIL?
Yeah.
I would assume the driving impaired?
No. The influence.
I'm assuming.
No.
Drugs.
Operating
yeah.
under the influence.
Operating while under the influence.
Of liquor or drugs.
Okay, anything else?
Say renamed it instead of DUI.
Yeah.
We'll move on to the ambulance report.
Okay, for October 22, for the total of Elk Rapids in the township, there were 22 calls. Of those 22 calls, there were 14 transports, 10 from Elk Rapids and 4 from the township, and 8 refusals.
Okay, anything further on MMR? We'll move on to Chief Williamson.
Good morning. We had a very busy October, as you can see there, mostly due to that 2-day weather event we had. So that was like the second busiest month we ever had, and you got a breakdown there of the runs. Our current staff is still at 19. We're doing well there. As far as the Mavis agreement, our neighbor to the north has agreed to sign it and has signed it and has joined, and we're recommended that we sign it and join as well. I believe that Milton Township will follow suit in the next month or two, so I think he's got his board convinced that there's it's all positive and no negative there. So I'm asking for us to sign that agreement. We did some fire prevention work for National Fire Prevention Week, like we do every October over at the school there, and we participated in the trick-or-treat event over there at Lakeland, and we also did the Lakeland Parade. So we were pretty active out in the public ed arena this last month. Halloween was busy at the station. We ran out of stuff by the end of the night. It was perfect weather and record turnout from what I hear in town. So hopefully we'll be a little bit better prepared. And MMR did provide all the food and drink there, so that went pretty well. As far as the truck committee, you guys read there, we reviewed the specs. Fouts, the company who wants to sell us the truck, requires a purchase order, a signed purchase order, in order to order the chassis to get the process going. So I've asked you to, Shelly, I don't know if I got you a copy of that PO or not, I'm asking that we can sign it, someone can sign a PO stating that it's 200, we'll spend 245 max for this truck. And so they have to have that in hand in order to call the factory and get a chassis, reserve a chassis. We should have it sometime before October if we get this process going here this month, so.
Okay. I did not receive that.
Okay, I'll ship it over to you. I'm sorry?
A year lead time?
Yep.
Does that number, are you able to trade our other truck in?
I could, but I don't think they're going to give us what we can get for it. So I think we'll be better off selling it on the open market. They only wanted to give us $7,000 trade-in for it. So, I mean, that's your guys' call, I guess. If we want to take the seven and run or take our chance on selling it outright, I guess that's something else we can discuss. But
I don't think you've got a lot to lose then. I would agree with you.
Right.
I don't know what the board's thoughts are, but.
Sell it outright.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay. Yep. So there's that. And then we got our bill from Elmer's for our part of the parking lot, and it came out to about right about what we thought. But I'm going to need a budget adjustment there to pick up the difference from what I budgeted for capital for the station last year and what it came out to be. So.
Okay.
And Mike says we're okay there for that. So.
Yes. We won't have to borrow any money, just pay cash.
Right.
Now we back up to the rescue truck purchase. Mm-hmm. Is that's the total price equipped and delivered?
Yes. Yep. That wouldn't include the extrication equipment. That would be separate. So.
How much more would that be roughly?
About 40,000.
That has nothing to do with the truck purchase?
No. Okay. Different company. Two different items.
The fire board has seen this?
Yes, agreed. Mm-hmm.
So really all in, we're looking at about 285.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get
minus
us.
Minus what we can get for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, I think let's deal with that now with the board. What's the board's pleasure?
Well, I move to approve the purchase order for the truck at
$245,000. Okay.
Second.
All right, we have support. And when we do the purchase order, I'm assuming they want some money down?
I don't believe so. That's just so that they can. They didn't say anything about money down.
Okay.
So it was just to get in line, just to reserve a chassis.
And what would happen if something comes up that you're able to purchase in the meantime? We're going to be stuck. You're going to be stay with this one.
I don't think this is no. They think they'll be able to sell the chassis if we don't go through. But for them, in order to at least get us in line, this is what we have to do.
All right. Board, have any questions?
Does Mike have the money?
He hasn't screamed yet.
Seems quite confident.
Yep.
So I guess we better do a roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Soper.
Yes.
Szymanski.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Boisvert, yes. Halts.
Yes.
Motion carries. And just for notes, we still have 40,000 more roughly to go for the rest of the equipment above and beyond this price.
So the different company will.
Do you want to do that now too?
No, let's wait on that one to be sure.
I'm not even sure when I can get that stuff either.
Wait, do you get the quote?
But that's the quote I've got currently for that equipment, so it should be fairly close to that.
I think we need to hold on the first one.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're going to have to back up one step on the first issue, the mutual aid agreement. Is there any questions about that?
You like it?
Yep. I think it's a good deal.
I like it.
Yep. It's an win-win, totally a win-win.
Seems like a no-brainer.
Yep.
Well, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the mutual aid agreement as it was stated.
I'll second.
Okay. Support. Any further discussion?
Anything from Bill?
Oh, we've reviewed it. I've reviewed it with Ken several times and went through it and got all the questions answered. And I think it was clarified throughout the county when we did that.
Yep.
So I would tend to agree with, I got to go with the fire chiefs.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
I'll get that over. Who needs to sign that, Bill, or you, Dorrance, or?
Probably me.
Okay. I'll get that to you.
The budget adjustment request. Mike, how would you like to do that?
I will make those adjustments, and they'll be up for, it'll be at the next board meeting where we move the money around.
Okay. So do you want a motion now, or do you want to wait until you move it?
No, wait until I move it. Then you can see what we moved where and where.
Is there, do we have to pay the bill prior to that, or do we have time to wait for it?
No, I think we already paid the bill.
Paid it already?
You're just
It's got paid this month, yeah. It's in this month's.
We'll just clean it up later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And for us, we're moving the, we have the second COVID money that's been in the general fund. I just have to move it around for our portion.
Okay. Well, you can move it for our portion.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
One portion only, it's hard.
So you'd like to do that probably at the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Board okay with that?
Yes, I'm sort of busy this week.
Right. We'll move on.
Yep.
Just one question for Ken, or if you want to comment on it. I heard on the news a thank you to the Elk Rapids Department for the rescue or the effort made at Acme Township on mutual aid. Is there anything you can comment on that?
Not really. The accident is still under investigation, but yeah, we did get called out to my surprise because Acme and Whitewater still aren't playing well together in the sandbox. So, it was a pretty involved accident scene. It was a long extrication, but the turnout's been good so far. He was trapped for over 40 minutes. It was, you probably saw pictures in the paper. It was a pretty bad wreck, and he's doing okay, and he's still in ICU in Munson, but.
Yeah, the news said it took 40 minutes to get him out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, anything else? Thanks, Ken.
Yep.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, Mike, you're back on. Township sales of dog licenses.
Yeah, for the past, ever since I've been here for 17 years, the township has been selling dog licenses. The amount of dog license that I've sold in 17 years, I will bet you there are more dogs in one block in this street in the village of Elk Rapids. Everything is online with the county. Everything is transparent. You send it in anytime you want. You mail your vaccination in with that, your check, and they'll send you a dog license. For me, it's, and of course, they never come when I'm around, so one of the deputies has to do it, and it's a, well, I won't go, it's cumbersome. That's a better word. Than what I was going to use it for.
Nice catch, Mike.
Thank you. So therefore, I'm asking the board that we are going to resolve me or the treasurer from doing dog license it only happens in the winter, and it's not worth it.
It's not a profit center for you?
See, we get a dollar for the ones that we are for 5 hours, and if you get one that's 12 hours, we get $3. So I think we made like $5 last year.
And everyone has access to it online through the
it's
county?
It's all online on the county. So I'm asking the board to suspend the township doing dog licenses
you for good. You want to make that motion?
No. You can make that motion. I don't have a dog. Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the board's thoughts on that?
So the dog license I'm hearing is you just do it through the county site, right?
That's correct. It.
No reason to have it done through the
no.
township as well?
No.
Why have you waited so long?
I think he enjoyed it before, but now he's...
No, if I, we won't go into that.
I move that we suspend township control of the dog license.
I'll second.
And let Mike off the hook.
Okay, we have a second.
Formal motion.
Good job.
Any more discussion?
Do you have to add to that it needs to go through the county, not the township anymore? Just to make sure you're off the hook.
Go ahead. It has to go through the county.
Okay, everybody in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Shelley, when you get the minutes, I have to send a copy of that in to Sherry.
All right.
Thank you.
We have a request, for a new private road naming. The road project's been going roughly for about 18 months, and I think you'll see in your packet that performance, and actually we have Brad here, can speak to the road, that it was.
Yeah, so I think Carl Stewart did the site work there. He had contacted us to kind of follow up and kind of follow through and make sure everything got built per spec. I had a conversation with Larry Nix, what he was looking for this particular section of road. And then we had two site inspections, one for sub-base and fill material, and then again for gravel base material. And engineer office certified everything, checked out per what Larry Nix requested on cross-section of the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions for Brad? I'd like a motion to give Larry Nix the ability to give them the permit to go to the county on this.
I'll make the motion to approve it as it is so Larry can move forward with issuing the permit.
I'll second.
Okay. Have support. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to Township Sewer. Brad Muma. We have a total of $208,868.55 total in bills. One is for Matt's Underground for $192,290.55. Performance Engineering is at $16,578.00. I guess at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Brad to give us a little update on the sewer project and kind of where we're at and what is coming down the pike.
Yeah, so the project, it's been moving slow and steady, kind of per plan. At this point, I would say we're close to, maybe not substantial completion, but close. We have mainline pipe all in the ground at this point, and they were hoping to get the last short segment pressure tested on Friday. That'll get completed today. The tie-in with the existing force main that goes to the plant was completed last week, so our tie-in's done, and they're... You know, hunting season coming, Thanksgiving, whatnot, kind of somewhat puts a little change in their schedule a little bit. But right now, with mainline 100%, what they're planning on doing now that the snow's starting to fall. They're removing all their signage along the road. So plow trucks kind of have that shoulder back to do any type of snow plowing. They're minor restoration. They may do some as needed, but I don't believe there's really much left to do this time of year. That'll probably get pushed to the spring with full restoration completion. And this week, I think they're setting the last. It's just a small structure at the end of Spirea. And then at that point, I think they're going to start going right into doing service tie-ins to the individual lots. So they'll start that, you know, Spirea probably this week, in the next week, and then after that, get back out on Karen Highway and just service connections. There's a lot of those to do. It's going to take, you know, it could take a couple months depending on weather and just kind of chip away. The one thing we kind of had mentioned is, you know, kind of, I don't know if an informational letter is ready to go out anytime soon, but really if residents are in need and really want to get onto the system, I know Copeland's probably itching, and I know there's a couple along Karen that had failed systems, which now that we're getting in the winter, yeah, I don't know what their usage looks like, but if they really want to kind of jump to the front of the line and get their service done, just to reach out really to my office, and we'll coordinate Matt with Matt's Underground directly and push them to the front of the list and kind of get those people tied in sooner than later. But at this point, yeah, all the big pipes in the ground, all the big structures are set, and everything's on budget. So there's been no change orders to this point. Talking with the contractor, you know, things are still looking good. Service lines are usually, you know, trouble-free from really getting any change orders. So our hope is that we can finish out the rest of this project and complete it on budget is kind of what we're targeting for at this point with the way everything has gone to date.
As far as the townships involved, will we be close to completion by the end of the year? I know there'll be some restoring yeah. and what have you to do, but as far as our main part of it, we should be out of it, so to speak.
We're close to that point. I mean, obviously, I think we had in our contract, we're having until, I think, Memorial Day or thereabouts yeah. to really finish final restoration, you know, in the spring when weather kind of breaks. In a service lines is the only thing left at this point. They may get it done by the first of the year. I mean, I'll talk to Isaac today, kind of see what their target is, but it's not unrealistic that we could be done by first of the year.
You know, Brad, the other thing is, I know other folks have asked me about, is there anyone else other than Matt's that you would recommend to do the service hookups?
So I don't have their contact information directly, but I know is a Joe with Mike's Dirt Work. I think he is somebody that has bid on him or is willing to do them. And another one, again, I don't have their connection or information either, but Savage Excavating, I believe it is, Bel Air, Mansalona area. I believe they're doing some. And I think Shelley had a list where I had a couple contractors on there with maybe some contact information. Matt's... I think Forbes Excavating, maybe.
Yeah, you had a couple of new ones on
yeah.
there.
Yeah. And I encourage people to reach out and get a few quotes. You know, there's not a lot of people do them, but, you know, shop around by all means.
Okay. Board, have any questions for Brad?
Yeah, I do. Brad, on the line item number 3 on the schedule of values, the inch and a half, $25,100. That is going to be a total non-used item along with these other pieces.
That's all service line material. So that gets paid by the foot. So the service line is, there's, I think, a pay item. I forget what it's called specifically, but it puts in the valving and the tap and stuff at the main. But then the length of pipe to get from the main to where we terminate near the right-of-way is paid by the foot. That's what the inch and a half is for.
Okay, so that will be used up. Okay.
And that would probably be the one item where, depending on how our quantities turn out, that we may go over, we may go under, because it's a per foot, you know, cost, and it's variable depending on each lot.
Okay.
So that will get used though.
And that's just goes to the edge of the easement or the road right away?
Correct, yeah, wherever we terminate, yeah, at the property lot line.
So it's just a matter of where the pipe kind of meanders down the road right away?
Just rate driven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Matt, have you got any questions?
No, I think they're doing a great job, and good to hear the progress as well. I'm sure they're probably going to want to try and get everything done before the frost kicks in anyway.
Right, yeah. When frost starts setting in, it gets obviously infinite more difficult for them to dig a hole.
Well, when does the, and I'll actually be with Bert tomorrow, but when does the county finally give you the frost warning?
Yeah.
Usually.
There's not a, we can dig through the frost if, you know, Bert is fine with it. We're still in the right of way, clearly, but we're far enough off the road in most instances that we're not going to be getting into like shoulder gravel or obviously roadbed. So that being the case, I think Bert will most likely be fine with any type of excavating that's done. And then, you know, then they still have the spring if there's any type of settlement to kind of clean that up. But yeah, once frost laws go on, we're talking, you know, spring at that point where, in theory, I guess they could still work in that stretch of road. It is a Class A road down that whole stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see any anything stopping progress except extreme cold. And, yeah, if frost really started to add up, that they may just try to wrap them up in the spring. But, you know, I think they're going to want to get through, get substantial completion, get these services done sooner than later.
The restoration will be better in the spring anyway. Like you said, get through the settlement of the winter and all that. So, they're on track pretty good.
Do we have a projection of how we will come out based on the total bond versus total expenditure, soft cost and contract?
I like that look.
I was waiting for Mike on that one.
Like I'm really prepared to answer that now.
Within 10 grand one way or the other.
I have no idea right now.
That's a big question.
Well, he said we're still under budget. So whatever our...
That was why I asked the question.
Yeah.
Under budget by 10 grand or 50 grand or...
Oh. Or to budget is what you said.
Yeah, right. We're running out of budget right now. There's been no change orders, so we're not... I don't foresee us going over budget, getting into...
In the construction line item. And in the soft cost.
Even our engineering design inspection fees... We're tracking well on those as well.
Still within budget?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Overall, all costs?
All costs, yeah.
It's kind of rare.
Good.
So that's kind of rare. Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I'm very pleased with, even through bid process all the way through, that everything has been on budget.
Well, so. I'd hate to guess what it would cost if we had to rebid this.
Yes, since bid opening, materials have just still been trending upward substantially.
I know the interest rates have, too.
Yeah.
I'd like to say, too, if you're working on service lines, I know early on, in part of my letter I sent out, that I've got flags if anybody wants to mark where they would like their service line, and then... So flag it so when Matt's goes by, they'll see where they're at and maybe talk to them about that. I've been trying to just be the middleman to help people get those where they need them.
Right. So we've had that conversation on site, what these flags represent, and they've identified some of them early on where things wanted to set. Some of the known difficult locations for service lines, we've already tried to talk to the owners in some way and try to have that conversation of where they need to terminate and kind of where we can reasonably make that connection at the main.
Right.
So.
Isn't most of Spirea already laid out pretty much?
Yes. I mean, I think they've already had conversation with, if not all the homeowners, most of them anyways. And that's one reason I think they're going to just kind of come right down Spirea, because they've already had that set up and going right into the owner portion of the property.
Shelley, do you have any questions for Brad?
Nope. I think it's gone smoothly, and I between Performance Engineering and Matt's Underground. I'm glad that we had them working for us.
Good.
Okay.
Very good, thanks.
Well, let's roll back and approve Matt's Underground. Do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion to pay the contractor's request number 5, $192,290.55.
Support.
Mike supports. We'll do a roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Szymanski.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Boisbert, yes. Halts.
Yes.
Soper.
Yes.
Motion passes. We'll go down to Performance Engineering.
I'll make the motion to pay Performance Engineering $16,578.
I'll second.
Okay. Have any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Amos.
Yes.
Boisbert, yes. Halts.
Yes.
Soper.
Yes.
Szymanski.
Yes.
Motion carries. Anything more, Brad, that you might want to add?
No, I'm very pleased with where things are at and how things are tracking. So, yeah, just contractors doing a great job.
Okay. Move on to Antrim County Road Commission. We've got our 2023 allocations for road projects, which Elk Rapids Township will be allotted $23,052 as a match on our road projects. We will be looking at tomorrow, actually, a meeting Bert at 10 o'clock to do our ride around in the township. We'll look at the roads. Roads appear to be in pretty fair shape. There's a couple of small projects that Bert is talking about, so we'll look at those and we'll have a plan for the next, hopefully next board meeting with some, maybe even some preliminary pricing.
South Bayshore Drive that we own from the village limit up the hill. Would you put that on your list? That's one.
Correct.
That's been hanging around. It's,
yeah. And you're talking about the ditch issue?
Oh, I'm talking about the degradation of the asphalt down the west side.
And the ditch issue.
And the ditch issue, right.
They did that about 2 years ago. They dug that trench up, that ditch out, and somehow it's like full of sand.
Well, it's erosion, I believe, coming down from the hillside. But it's on the edge of the road, isn't it? You're talking about the asphalt?
Yeah, the asphalt. The thing that concerns me is that more the west side than the ditch side, because I don't think you're ever going to win that one.
No, probably not. And I know, Matt, where you live, that's been all resealed again. Still in pretty good shape, from what I've seen.
There is, I noticed Elk Lake and Town Line Road. If you're heading south on Elk Lake and you take a right onto Town Line, that's kind of deteriorated in there if you guys go through there. If you try to pull any kind of trailer through there.
That's actually, strange as it may seem, Town Line is controlled by two counties. That end is Grand Traverse.
Yeah. It's on the north side. So is that ours?
No. Actually, it goes like this. If you're familiar with Monroe Road, Monroe to the east is Grand Traverse. Monroe to the west is Antrim.
So they didn't split it by lanes.
No.
They split it by.
And you can kind of tell the difference.
You can tell the difference. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've resealed and recovered Town Line Antrim site quite a bit. The Grand Traverse end, which you're referring to, is kind of
clearly delineated.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll actually mention that to Bert and see how he feels about
fixing
it. Yeah,
see what he thinks about that.
Anything else on county roads? I know that Shelley had brought to her attention some trees that we planted out at the Birch Lake site due to the road situation have tipped, and we have contacted 365 to correct them and straighten them and tie them off. And that was last week, so I haven't been able to see if it's done or not, but that road project is completed now. Shelley, do you have anything else on roads?
No, that happened during that big wind.
Yeah.
And all the new trees that were planted are just kind of leaning one way. So 365 said they're aware of it, they're going to stake them, but they were kind of hoping to do it after all the big winds stopped. And I don't know if anybody can determine that, but they know they want to get out there and do that. Oh, I do have a question. So how did the culvert project go out at Inwood Harbor? Because I know they had to totally close off that road, and I think people were informed and...
They completed it, to my knowledge, that same day, but my question is now out on 31, if they're going to do something out there where all the cones are, where it continues across.
Well,
that's MDOT, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been through there. They finished it, and then they came back after it settled and re-asphalted it. So it looks, you can tell where they fixed it, but it is done, except for the part on the other side, which is what MDOT now.
Yeah, so I don't know on that side, but I know the Inwood Harbor side is completed. Okay, we'll move on to Maple Grove Cemetery. Shelley and Dick interviewed some candidates to be sexton, and I guess I'll let Shelley or Dick take over.
We had three very good candidates for that, and I was so pleased to see that. And we decided that we would go with a gentleman by the name of Glenn Patton. I think he'll be great for the cemetery and do a good job. It's winter, so it won't start until spring, but we'll get him out there and show him the kinds of stuff that we need. So I'm really pleased that we were able to do that. More than pleased. We were able to do that.
Well, you had three candidates, correct?
Yeah, three good ones.
I believe the guy's more than overqualified for the job, and it's basically a community service for the amount of money that he's going to make. So. Good selection, I believe.
So you're both recommending?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we need a
might as well do a motion.
So I would recommend that we hire Glenn Patton as Maple Grove sexton at $4,200 for the season, which is normally May through September or October.
You were basing it on 8-hour weeks, I believe?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll support that.
Okay. And he's good with the terms?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Probably better do a roll call, just to be sure.
All right, roll call vote. Boisvert, yes. Halts?
Yes.
Soper?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
And Amos?
Yes. Motion carries.
Okay.
Move on to Antrim County Emergency Management, request for donation of a plot. Shelley, they brought that to your attention. I guess you've got the particulars.
Yeah, I've got the letter in here from them. And it just sounds like that they have... the county currently has 8 sets of unclaimed cremains, and efforts, they've gone through everything to try to find family or kin, but then they're looking for a place to put these cremains, and what they're going to do is go from each cemetery in the county and ask for a donation of a plot for these, and she sent out a letter. I don't know if they would start with us, but if we would be willing to go ahead and do that. So it would be like there's a word for it, because there won't be any names on it. It'll just be a community plot, so to speak. Well, you know, they do have names from the people because they've been trying to find relatives, so I'm not sure how they plan to do that, but I know that we don't have a lot of plots. We're working on very thin numbers as it is. But I just thought I'd put it in front of the board and let you guys answer it.
Well, one, I know you and I were talking about it, they really aren't even thinking of using it for some time. Is that correct, if I remember right?
Well, it could be. There's no order in which they would use our plot if we donated one. But then they'd go to the next cemetery and the next cemetery. So they wouldn't bombard one township with all of this. It'd be, here's eight cremains. This happens quite often, evidently, where they've got cremains and no family or nobody to claim them. So she says it might be another, the plots would work well for the project. The number of unclaimed remains is about 1% of deaths in the county, so the number's rather low, and it would take an expected 50 years before the beginning cemetery would be asked to donate its second plot.
So there's eight people in the county of Antrim that nobody knows who they are?
I think they know who they are. They just don't have family or people that...
Nobody's claimed the
right.
Remains. Okay. Interesting fact.
Shelley, isn't there an area designated on the east side of the cemetery for something like this? It's unnamed graves down there. We didn't know who they were or even
right,
where
right.
they
it's,
were.
That's a potter's field down there, and that is like in the woods where that's one of our areas we're going to really have to clean up and take a look at. That's not going to happen in the very near future.
Right.
because our millage did not pass again.
Consider something maybe.
Yeah. Well, future. But that side... that side is, you know, Old South and Old North mostly,
yep.
And that's where we just don't know who's there. They've all been purchased. There's probably room, but families have the name on the plot. That's where we would have researched to see if there's any room there. So I think we would have to go, if we did this, with a plot that we know is empty and do that. Anyhow. That's what they're requesting. Doesn't mean we have to do that.
Well, would you like to hold off until you have your sexton and have a little more time to review what we do have? Or do you want to do something on it today?
Our sexton is not going to be able to review what we have.
The old books?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that you know, what we don't have on here is that our cemetery millage did not pass again. So we still have no money, we still have no water service, we still have no room to go and see if we have empty things available under one family name. You know, we're kind of in a rough spot, but you know, one donation of one plot isn't gonna
make or break us.
Right.
Refresh for us the count on that election. What was the differential?
It was about 60 votes, I think.
98 votes.
98.
It was 59 votes, yeah. 829 yes, 48.3%. No, 888, 51.7%. So it failed. Total votes, 1,717 votes total.
So we're roughly within 2% of passage.
Less than 2%, yes.
Is that better than the first attempt?
Yes. The first
yes.
one was 44%, 56%.
Okay.
So disappointing.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. Yeah.
Ask again. Can you remember this? Is that close?
Yeah. You know, so the next election, next year, you can have an election in May. And if there's no one else that's going to be on the ballot, then who's ever on the ballot pays for the whole election. So that won't be us. And then I don't know that there'll be an August and November one. And I don't want the words to come out loud, but I hope there's not. So so then we'll have the big ones in 2024.
So we got to wait 2 more years.
And maybe we can fine tune our list and
educate some people.
I mean,
why it's needed.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the plot.
Sure. Well, do you want to make a motion?
No. I'm this way on it. I don't know. If you guys think it's a good idea, I'll let them know. If we want to put it off for now and see how they stand in another year or two, I'm fine with that too.
I think you table it. Until this thing gets, go back and try and put this thing back on in 2 years again, and maybe the vote turns a little bit different way so we can take care of that. And then you've got funding, and we know exactly what's there. Yeah, just disappointing, I guess.
There is no way for us to support those kind of activities, election activities, right? I mean, you see the news media prints the letters to the editor that seem to, the negative ones seem to get there just before the vote. We have no way of counteracting any of that, is that correct?
Correct. We cannot solicit or...
We can't campaign for the cemetery.
Campaign.
Okay.
Yeah, state facts.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was some very uninformed people
right.
speaking about things that they were not sure of, so that's too bad.
Yes.
I will say one thing positive is that the Elk Rapids News did, I thought, a very good article on October 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
On the cemetery, and it did state the facts.
It's just how you want to twist them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well,
try again.
So back to the plot, are we going to just hold for now, or?
I make a motion to table.
Second.
Okay. Now, if we table, I have to kind of continue that on my list. I'd rather use a different word or a different.
We'll just wait and see what happens.
We'll just hold off and have no action.
How's indefinitely sound for you? Is that? Can you do that?
Oh, okay. You want the word no? You want no action?
Yeah.
Okay. I move we have to take no action at this time.
There you go. I'll second that one. That is indefinitely at that point.
Is that the proper wording for you?
That'll do. Close. Thank enough. You.
Well, any further discussion?
Nope.
You want to go for a vote?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor, signify by say yes, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Let's see. Well, we're supposed to go into closed session, but we have a few moments yet. What if we go down to, I can touch on the Island House property agreement from what happened. I'll just bring up to date on that, and then we can do the attorney's report and we'll go back. But on November 4th, myself and Brian Doyle had a conference call or a connection with a court referee, and then there was the village, which was I believe Jim Janice, Laura Schumann, and Charlie Pride, their city manager, and Scott Howard, and we did some negotiating, and we did not come up with a resolution or results. I'd like to think we're close, but at this point we did not. There is scheduled for December 16th mediation, and then there's also a court date of January 18th. That's what I know as we speak, or as we are today. I don't know if Laura wants to add anything to that.
Okay.
So is there going to be any other discussion
before the mediation? Is that mandated by the court?
I believe we'll find out more today, but Brian, I believe, reached out to Scott Howard last week. So we'll find out, maybe something new. That's what I know on that. We'll move to attorney's report.
Attorney's report for November. The Monmouth agreement, I defer to Ken. We've already handled that today already. The library property, you've just handled that one. On that, the cemetery, we've already talked about it, did fail. Short-term rentals, there's still been no change as of the November Township Focus. The land use local zoning preemption amends the Michigan Zoning Enabling Act to preempt local units of government from zoning short-term rentals. Michigan Township Association opposes that, but there's been no new movement on that. Township Sewer, you've already heard the report from Brad on that. The tax tribunal matters on the Elk Rapids Sewer SAD is with Barnum. I don't have anything new to report on that. The amendment to the sewer agreement, that's with Barnum. And the REU purchase is with Barnum. And the TARP trail, I defer to Shelley. That's all I have for today.
I do believe Brian Doyle reached out to Scott Howard again on the agreement, management agreement, and also the REUs. They were set back the offer, and maybe Brad, you can help me with this. There was, you guys came up with kind of the middle of the road on the REUs, and what I was told, Brian asked Scott to ask the village to look at that, because he didn't believe that ever got a look, as to where we were, what we were offering there, and trying to get that resolved, because at some point we're going to need to buy some REUs. And the management agreement, he was going to ask him to revisit that. And a question on that, Brad, I know at some time we talked about, my terminology won't be correct, but we were going to have it so they could do it all, we could trace all the sewer system with
GPS,
parks, thank you. Did we ever get that done as far as having it done?
We've been getting after it as far as shooting a lot of that stuff in on separate layering, we'll call it, in conjunction with our normal inspections on the Karen Highway project. So once we get all that shot in, we will send a data file over to their GIS personnel. And they'll incorporate it right into their system, and then they'll have everything for, you know, be able to go out and do mist dig, locating, things of that nature, which I think, is that what you're kind of referring to mm-hmm. on your management agreement? Yeah, getting them on board doing a lot of this locating mist dig system.
Is my understanding correct that the what we would call the Birch Lake system is already done?
No, it's not. It was never done. Okay. So while we're doing inspections there, we're shooting that stuff in. We're also kind of falling back, and we're able to pick up some of the stuff on Birch Lake kind of as we're out there and doing inspections. So we're slowly getting all the Birch Lake stuff mapped in the GIS system. And then once we'll get that done, and then we'll make a file of the new Karen Highway portion. And then once we have all that compiled, we'll send those data files over. I think they use Silversmith.
That would include Maple Harbor and then the piece that we have in the Milton Township.
Yes, the entire Elk Rapids Township system is what we're looking to get into the GIS network.
And our agreement really hasn't run out with the village. It's just that we've added more to it, the sewer, you know, line trunkage. I mean, correct?
Yeah, and I believe the original agreement
that handles that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it also was intended to handle any type of expansion or growth that took place, but yet there's a disconnect. They're not recognizing that. So I think that's what we're trying to work out, is make sure that they are going to take over all the 811 MISDIG on the entire system.
And that's really our biggest concern, is the MISDIG at this point.
Correct. Right now there's no notification system. You know, it would be it's expensive to kind of go it alone, you know, to create your own account, your own system, check those daily emails, and they already have an entire system in place for that. So it's just kind of expanding what they cover just slightly.
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah, Doran, you listed a bunch of outstanding issues. Do you think that we should maybe reinstate that and go back to the village now that there's been a change in management?
Well, that's what Brian was trying to do last week. He was going to go back to Scott and revisit these points because it didn't appear that they really looked at our last offer that was in, gosh, when was that? Was that?
Yeah, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while.
So we were going to try to get that looked at again so that it was up, you know, so they're up to speed on that, and then also the management, because we've been, well, in December it'll be a year since we've talked to them on that as far as management and the REUs. Now, we do have some REUs in our bank to start with, so we're in good shape to start, but we wanted to use the COVID funding to buy the remainder for this project.
Understand.
So that's just so it's laid out there that we realize we're going to have to buy some.
Right.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Brad?
No, I don't think so. I mean, just trying to get through this.
Well, the real issue is Gosling came back with a number that was way different than what Milton Township got 2 years ago or three.
Right.
And I think just to...
I guess to summarize where I'm coming from, if you look on their website, which maybe it's not current, but their website says it's capped at an X dollar amount, and they want to charge you double what that dollar amount is. So maybe their ordinance within their own village ordinance is not current on their website. I don't know. But then you look back to the way Goslin went through and calculated their formula. I don't really have an issue with the formula they're using, but it's the asset that they're using. They're taking a lump sum payment from a large user in Burnett's, and now that becomes an instant village asset, and then they want to turn around and charge new customers that asset. So I think that's where the discrepancy comes in from my point of view, is they've already been paid for that asset. It's pre-bought, and then they want to charge us for that asset.
Well, I think the number we got was 1,030, if I remember correctly. And I think the previous one to Milton was, what, 650?
Well, I think it was 550 or 550 something.
But what I think, what Brian was trying to come up with is something in the middle. It was kind of a, you know, an adjustment. But given what Gosling and Zubek come up with, Brad and Brian have been working, and Matt, on kind of where that all fits. So we're trying to get a formula put together because, as we've said all along, we'd like to go to south to Elk Lake Road, down to your neck of the woods, and we need to kind of know what these REUs are going to cost as we go into the planning process for even more than this project.
Would it be practical to call a meeting with all engineers and some of us and village representative to see if this could be hammered out?
Well, I think they've got good information from Brad and Matt. I think it's just a matter of reviewing it.
Okay.
But, I mean, we're going to have to do something sooner or later. But those are some of the issues. But, Brad, as far as you're concerned at this point, we're not that far off if we can just get a...
Yeah, I think if they took the Burnett payment out of their asset calculation, it brings that number down to, I think, something reasonable that I think is in line with what the township's expecting. And I do like the idea that Goslin proposed and the village is proposing, let's determine what a fixed number is.
Yeah.
So it's not a moving target next time we go to buy some. It's a fixed number now and in 10 years
from
now.
Well, as the plant stands today. Now, if they were to redo the plant, that
yes,
could change
it changes
again.
Everything. Yes.
But it's just so we get a what the capacity that is left. So we know if we need to go back in 2 years and buy 50 more, we kind of know where we are. So we can plan for it. But we understand that if the plant has to go through a renovation, then that all changes.
Right, I understand. So,
well, we are, is there any township announcements or correspondence?
Yep.
There is. You had something from...
Yeah, I just included some correspondence for the board to see. It was from Mr. Castronova, who didn't make our last meeting. He didn't know it was on Monday instead of Tuesday, and he was going to come and talk to us about his thoughts on the Birch Lake Road access. So he had it typed out, so I put it in here so that the board could read it. And that's the only thing I have.
Yeah, so Doris, I don't understand. This gentleman has a problem with good faith, unaware of the Michigan Constitution restricting the County Road Commission's activity on the county roads. How do you read that?
It's a good opinion.
Okay.
It's his opinion. Okay. Just kind of how I'd like to leave it.
Yeah, doesn't every lake have to have a lake access?
Again, it's everybody has an opinion.
Well, then, as far as I'm, you know, if it harmed the Holland family, well, that they bought next to a lake access. I mean, didn't they know that when they bought the property?
Agreed.
Yeah, Bill, have you ever heard anything about the Michigan Constitution restricting the road commission's operations within the road right of way?
I have not. I've not researched it, and I haven't seen that letter anyway. Sam was here and said that orally, I think, one time 6 months ago.
He's the same gentleman that came in and belittled one of our deputies some time ago, so I wouldn't take it a lot of, I'd put a grain of salt with it.
We don't
answer. Well, and that's between him and the road commission,
yes,
what
right.
He's looking for, right. So we'll let him
send him to
that.
Bert.
Everybody has an opinion. Can we recess in a sense? We've got 10 minutes before we need to be on the phone.
Okay. So we're going to recess and then go into closed session at what time?
10:30.
Okay.
Is everybody okay with that?
I'm fine.
And just so the public knows, we will go into closed session, and then we will come back. Yeah, but the agenda's pretty much done. So you're all welcome to stay if you wish, or do whatever you please.
TJ Charlie's still open for breakfast.
Bill, should we do the motion
barely.
And go
so
in?
Yeah, you have to
barely.
Have
yeah.
Darn it.
We'll need a motion to go into closed session.
I move that we go into closed session at effective 10:30.
Second.
Support.
Oh. Go ahead.
Give it to me.
Support.
Oh.
You want a roll call or just a...
No, we don't need a roll call for
yeah,
that, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, we do?
You made us last time, so I'm
oh, all right.
Roll call vote, please.
Hold on, I got to write this right.
You'll take your time.
All right, roll call vote. Halts?
Yes.
Soper?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
And Boisvert, yes.
Motion carries.